WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Smilla's Sense of Snow was published last year by Danish writer Peter Hoag, lots of critics hailed it as one of the oddest and most compelling mysteries ever written. Its setting, which ranged from the snowy streets of Copenhagen to the Arctic ice caps, was a departure from the usual mean streets and manor houses of most other mysteries. Hoag has just written his second novel called Borderliners, and critic Maureen Corrigan says it takes readers into a more familiar but no less disturbing territory.
This is the kind of mystery Borderliners is. It opens not with a corpse in the library, but with a deadly question. The first sentence reads, "What is time?" Now, this metaphysical riddle is so cosmic, so fathomless, so potentially boring, that I fear for the life of any novel that sets out to solve it. But Peter Hoag is the writer who not only made me aware that Greenlanders have something like 4 zillion words for different categories of ice, he also made me want to learn them all. What Smilla's Sense of Snow did for ice, Borderliners does for the much more mind-numbing subject of time. If only Immanuel Kant had had the good sense to write The Critique of Pure Reason in the form of a thriller like this, we'd all be a lot smarter. The narrator of Borderliners is also named Peter Hoag, a fact which sounds more significant than it is in the world of this novel where everything's strangely off-kilter. Bit by bit, the fictional Peter describes the childhood he almost didn't live to complete. He was an orphan raised haphazardly in Danish foundling homes and reform schools. Along the way, Peter learned to pick locks, hotwire cars, and stoically endure the suicide deaths of his frailer schoolmates. But Peter's most bitter lessons in the random cruelties of life commence when he's transferred, at around age 12, to Beale's Academy, a secluded boarding school for gifted students. Peter can't figure out why he's there. As he tells us, he's of average intelligence, and even that was probably stretching things a bit. Beale's is a sadistic place that makes Dickens' Grad Grind Academy look like a Montessori school. For survival, Peter bonds with two other misfits who have practical reasons for sharing his own philosophical obsession with time. There's a girl named Katerina who needs to pierce through time to find her dead parents. And there's a psychotic boy named August who's murdered his parents and therefore struggles successfully to blot out time. August explains to Peter, "If you remember and have a past, then you can be given the blame and punished." Peter and Katerina, who are more stable types, retaliate against the brutality of Beale's by spying on their teachers. Together, they discover that everyone at the school is caught up in a menacing, time-sensitive experiment to change human nature. As with Smilla's Sense of Snow, the plot of Borderliners, while suspenseful, really provides the necessary excuse for us to sit transfixed and listen to our narrator's dreamy voice. Translator Barbara Haveland deserves some of the credit for the alchemy by which Hoag transforms adolescent perceptions into poetry. Reflecting on the mystery of human personality, Peter sadly acknowledges, "Katerina, and maybe every person, was like row upon row of white rooms. You can go together through some of them, but they have no end, and you cannot accompany anyone through all." Borderliners is a more brooding, painful, and claustrophobic novel than Smilla's Sense of Snow. It's as though after luring us out onto those glaring Arctic ice scapes with Smilla, Hoag decided his readers needed to go back inside and adjust their eyes to the darkness.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Borderliners by Peter Hoag.